Hey. Hi. Welcome to Water Cooler. Thank you so much for joining us. You know how the show goes. Hi, Chris Loxamana. Kick it with my Kroll Digital Bud. With me. And other guys, too. With me in studio, though. Mike Dawson.
Hi. Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm good.
Very
good.
Well.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you.
And then all the way, remote, all the way in Orange County, California, Gary Smith.
Hey. How's it going?
Oh, hey. Good. Hello. Hey,
welcome.
Oh, good. 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 It's going great.
Good to have you here.
Yeah. And then all the way in Austin, Texas.
Long way.
All the way. Matt Fondelier.
Hey, brother.
Hello, Matt. Thank you so much for tuning in.
All of a sudden.
This is a wonderful
it's
podcast. Yes, it turned British halfway, and I just committed. It's a peaceful show.
Aluminium.
That's right. That is something, that is a material that we use. That is a material in Britain that exists. Look. It's good to be in studio with somebody. We've been doing these remote shows.
I was tired of the remote shit.
I'm tired of that remote shit.
Miss you guys. You guys should be here. Miss you guys in this room.
Yeah.
I gotta start walking.
Think of all the activities we can do in here.
Oh, Dawson's fully stretched out now.
I mean,
Dawson's doing snow angels, but vertical.
Is there a reason?
Jumping jacks?
Is there a reason you guys left one of the theoretical spaces completely empty in between the two of you?
Yeah, because that's the TV that I was too close to and broke.
Yeah, Dawson
and then
PTSD.
Had to replace.
I'm going to turn up the boys a little bit on the board. They're a little soft. I mean, when they were doing sound check, they're like, 1, 2, 3, 4. But then now that we started, they're like, hey.
I can hear them just fine.
Yeah, put that on us. We're the ones that started real quiet.
Yeah, I'm going to switch it. So, Dawson, Vamp, my friend.
Vamp. Well, Jesus, dude.
Still driving that Kicks?
No, so yeah, the most unsafe car in America I'm still in. I've decided I'm going to get like a used 4Runner with no accidents reported and spend a lot less than insurance gave me to replace my truck and then save some money and then build a bocce court in my backyard.
Nice.
So that's the plan. But I'm hopefully I'm getting like a 2002 4Runner for like $10,000. And it's got 177,000 miles on it. But I had Toyota Dave check out the VIN number and do all of the due diligence. And he's like, yeah, dude, that's a great car.
You're going to get a
Toyota would be worth $10,000 21 years later.
A 21-year-old car.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, the goal.
That's why they cost that.
Yeah. The goal is just fucking get something.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
I want to hear more about this bocce court. Are people aware of what bocce ball is? Yeah.
You are aware, right?
I'm aware, but I don't know if the people at large are.
Everybody in this room?
I played bocce at your house, dude.
You did? Okay, good.
And Matt, I'm pretty sure you were there, too.
I believe we played bocce at Matt's house at his birthday on the backyard.
We did that as well.
You know what the crazy part is? Matt plays bocce in sandals. That's dangerous, okay? You have these heavy-weighted balls.
You're not dropping them.
You're not throwing them around on the ground.
Well, this is the opposite, Chris. I've seen you play, and you wear freaking NFL gear. You got the pads on.
Yeah.
You got a helmet on.
Because I'm
like,
serious.
Because
I take it seriously, all right? I take my bocce seriously. I play it with pride.
So my bocce court, my friends, is going to be 40, 45 feet long and 6 feet wide.
Is that regulation?
And it's going to be – no. They're about twice that size.
Okay.
But it's a big enough court to
play
on.
Mini bocce.
It's a big enough court to play on.
Sure.
And I'm going to use fake grass.
Frass.
I'm going to definitely get some frass.
Hey, write that down. I want
some good frass.
That one's going in the memory books when I think of Matt. Frass.
And,
remember Matt?
And
yeah,
we'll
he was the one that coined
bocce.
Frass.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sounds too
and
much
then
like
it'll be,
free
it'll,
grass.
It'll like, double as the part of my backyard that's a lawn and a bocce court.
You know?
It's beautiful.
That's going to be a good time.
Yeah, and then we'll drink red wine on ice.
Is that the drink for of bocce?
That's the official
drink of bocce.
Yes. It's red wine on ice, and I taste. Don't knock it until you try it.
On ice. So that means there's more than two ice cubes in this glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd say I'd go for like five cubes.
Well, because it's a thing like, you know, I'm having a glass of wine. Can I have a cube of ice? That's a common request I got a lot when I would work at restaurants. Just drop a cube or two of ice in my wine, please.
Well, I'm thinking about in a lowball glass. Those people out. So about, you know,
it was
maybe three, four cubes.
And then it
turns it into a sangria without doing anything, really. Just waters down your wine a little bit.
Then that's doing something.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's tasty.
I
especially when you're playing bocce.
Gary loves wine. Gary is actually well-versed in wine. He appreciates wine, and he hates you so much right now.
I wouldn't say I hate him. I would say that...
loathe?
Wine
would loathe be the word you choose?
No, I would say you're unconventional because, you know, the ice with the wine is traditionally frowned upon in general, but much more accepted for the white. The red is an aggressive move.
That would be like asking for ice in your beer.
I don't drink white
cubes in my
that
IPA, would you?
That would be insane to me, Matt. That would be
insane.
That's
what putting ice cubes in red wine sounds like to me.
Well, I mean, some people order a whiskey and water.
Yeah,
you're essentially ordering a wine and water. And I'm not saying that you should get a $100 bottle of red wine and put it on ice. No, this is your, you know, $10 bottles of wine. Yeah. To me, it tastes better on ice and on a hot day, just out there crushing those, playing bocce. It's a great day.
Well, the whiskey water thing, because that's my drink. My drink is actually whiskey rocks, but then it eventually turns into whiskey water.
Just slow. It just takes a while to get there.
It's like, it's really like, can I please have a future whiskey rocks?
I would like, that's a Mitch Hedberg joke. It's got to be. I would like a whiskey water later. Or a whiskey rocks now.
It's a derivative of my favorite Hedberg joke. Someone asked me if I want a frozen banana. I said no. But I want a regular banana later, so yes.
That's right. Yeah, there's a joke in there somewhere. So a Hedberg joke, I mean. But yeah, that's what it is. Whiskey water is just a post-whiskey rocks drink. You're just getting there faster. It's like it's a time machine. You're going to the future, and you're just enjoying it now. Because I like it a little watered down. It aerates a little bit. You toss a little water in there. It opens it up. Just a drop or two, but usually I like it more watered down because it lasts longer and I don't get drunk. I'm not getting drunk anymore, guys. I can't do that. But
I'm easing away too.
Yeah.
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 Slowly.
But bullshit.
Yeah, that's not what Kinky told me. The wine with ice though, I don't do but beer with ice. That's unheard of.
I've
heard of wine with ice. Beer with ice, unheard of. What about the straw? When does the straw come into play? Wine with a straw is okay.
Nope.
No?
No? Straw with beer? Is that okay?
Absolutely not.
All right. There's your answer.
But I think wine with a straw is more okay.
Wine with the sangria is okay, I think.
Yeah, the sangria just takes wine and just turns it on. Like, all rules are off. The sangria is anarchy.
It's juice. It's juice with wine in it.
Capri Sun should make alcoholic juice packs.
Oh, I'm sure there are some like that.
But that product exists, Austin, for sure. And then there are enterprising people on the internet who will sell you a Capri Sun sticker that you can put on the – because they come as a blank silver pouch. So you can throw the Capri Sun stickers on and take them to the beach.
I've never had a unique good idea in my life. Someone already did it always.
Yeah. It exists. I mean, look, I went to somebody's house and they gave me Otter Pops that had booze in them.
Oh, I love that game. I was really good at it.
What game?
No, it's just something to say. It's an expression.
By the way, speaking of bocce ball, I was talking to somebody who got into pickleball. If you were talking about like some new hot game, pickleball is just taking the world by storm.
Explain it to me. Someone explain to me pickleball, because what I've heard is not appealing to me whatsoever.
It's in between. It's in between tennis and ping pong. So it's like
not appealing at all. Oh, God.
It's a smaller court than tennis. It's kind of like, I don't know, back in the day, I used to see people play paddleball. Kind of like that.
Yeah, it's like, what's that game, badminton?
Hi-Li. Is it anything like Hi-Li?
Not badminton. What's the one with the little ball with the wings?
Badminton, the birdie.
The
okay, I can
shuttlecock.
Oh, yeah, shuttlecock, that's right. It's by the way, Matt plays that in sandals, birdie. Too.
Oh, yeah, we had a court in our backyard. Play all the time in sandals.
Yeah, see, Matt plays that barefoot. That's fine, because they're not weighted balls. He's not throwing around these, like, pool
cue balls. You get tagged in the face with that thing, dude. When somebody hits it real hard.
Yeah.
It comes right at you. You better look out.
Badminton and backgammon.
You got shuttlecocked.
Yeah, you got shuttlecocked.
Yeah.
You've been shuttlecocked. Badminton and backgammon. I confuse the two. I think they're I think they're too close in words. So if I'm thinking I'm doing one thing and I end up doing the other, I'm disappointed.
Right.
It's just too they're too close. They're two words I never say.
Right.
Or hear, and then I'll get confused. But
like antidote and anecdote.
What you just said the same word twice. I don't understand.
Say you get bit by a snake, man.
I'd like you to tell me a little.
You need the anecdote.
Yeah.
But the guy thinks you say anecdote.
No, I want a conversation topic from you.
He says, so this one time, you die of rattlesnake poisoning.
Right.
Yeah.
It's
dangerous.
Pickleball is, it's like tennis. It's a smaller tennis court.
Okay.
And it's like a
can
bounce.
Can you play anywhere or do you need to have a court?
I think you have to have a court. You
have to have a court. But yeah, it's becoming popular and they're popping up everywhere, especially in places like LA.
Bocce. Let's go bocce all the way.
Yeah, I think bocce's so fun. It's bocce is just shuffleboard on grass, right? If we're talking just
shuffleboard on crack, bro.
Oh. Well, that too, I guess.
No, it's not. It's not anything like shuffle. It's more like it's more like horseshoes. It's actually more like curling.
Yeah.
It's essentially curling without the ice and the sweeping.
It's like lifting weights.
I would say.
But it has all the drinking and curling.
Its closest cousin, although not that close, I would say is croquet.
See, and crochet? Yeah. I don't know the difference. Jeez, all these
croquet
activities.
Without the mallets. No?
Sounds like they were not croquet
you're trying
with
to
that
just
answer.
Put it in a hole. This, think of bocce as closest to the pin. The bocce is Italian for kiss. And you get the pallino, which means the little ball. And there's a little white pallino, and you got to throw the pallino. And then you got your three big balls that you bowl, and you try to get as close to the pallino as you can, closer than the other guys. And you can knock people out of the way.
Right.
And when your ball is leaning against the pallino and there is contact, mwah, bocce.
Mm.
It's kissing.
Bocce. Although when I played, it's a Filippolino. And it's
Filippolino. Yes. He is my favorite Italian American, Filippolino.
Filippolino.
I love Filippolino.
He's a good dude. All right. So there's no shade today. But
actually, I do have one if we need one. I thought of one.
Oh,
I'm just saying, if we need it.
Yeah. Well, dude, I can't say no to a Shay. I never will. Never have, never will. I'll never turn away the Shay.
You'll always say yeah to Shay?
I think we can. I think I may. God, it was right there. Good. Yeah, it was really good. All right, so Doss, congratulations on your – hopefully you get a new car, so pre-congratulations.
Oh, you got
what color?
Okay, so it's a sweet fucking black –
black
clean,
car.
2002 4Runner. It's a neat car.
So this is 2002. So
Thursday off.
So there's a CD player at least.
There's a CD player.
No aux jack, right? There's no aux jack.
It's funny, dude.
It says
front air conditioning. And I'm like, well, yeah, there wasn't, nobody had invented rear air conditioning except for a minivan.
Right. Oh, yeah, you have those vents at the top and the seat
right,
or something.
Right. I'm like, well, anyway, it's not like I'm driving people around. Front air conditioner.
All right. Well,
I'm
no to
be in the front.
No, I'm not riding anywhere
ride
Dawson.
Car. Can't ride my car.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hope it. I hope it's still there on Thursday, because that's when I gotta go buy it.
You haven't called and said.
It says it's available.
Can't put it on layaway.
No, it's available.
Yeah.
You can't put it on layaway. I haven't driven it yet. I gotta go to Irvine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, don't. Pinpoint exactly where it is, or somebody listening.
Address here. What's up?
Find
it.
No,
that's true. It's true.
Irvine,
I want this car.
Irvine, Montana. Yeah, I mean, look, people are looking for a 2002 4Runner. I'm sure you're not the only one, man. So,
did I say 2002? I'm at 97, and it has 214 miles on
that
it.
That one.
Yeah, that yeah. one. Was
Get
the
that one,
one
listeners.
And it's kind of beat find. Up. Yeah.
Yeah.
$7,000.
Seven G's.
Yeah.
So are you paying for it, or did insurance cover this? I mean, what's going on?
Insurance tried to replace my truck, but I can't get my truck again for what they gave me.
Oh, so that what they pay you, like blue book?
Pretty much blue
Kelly
book.
Blue book.
Yeah. Threw in a couple extra grand for the camper shell.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Did you get to go to your car and grab anything like floor mats?
Oh yeah, no, I didn't get the floor mats.
Bullshit.
I did forget to take off my rear license plate that says UCSB IV.
I'd rather be jerking it. Yeah.
No, it didn't. Oh. I didn't get that one.
Okay.
I didn't. That one's on the front.
It was front and it was mirrored. One so the back, in my mirror, right. it would read the right way.
So you totally read
I've
it.
Seen it. Yeah.
I'd be jerking it. The one on the back said IV League.
IV League?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How long till someone draws an agent? Never mind. So I'm glad you're getting a new car.
Jesus Christ.
We used to call it HIV.
Let's try to move on here. Yeah. But good luck with that, man. And let us know. I mean, I like these car updates. And look, you're a new man ever since when your dog allegedly lit your house on fire. Like, everything's changed. Like, what a different year this has been for you.
I guess so, huh?
Yeah. Things are changing. I would say out of everybody here, like, your life has changed the most.
Yeah, and most of it for the better.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy and blessed.
Yeah. I think
shit's been rough, dude. I'd rather not my kitchen be fucking burned down.
Yeah.
I'd rather not my truck, well, the kitchen I'll keep. I'd rather not my truck be destroyed.
Right.
You know,
dude.
You know, I've always had a horseshoe in my pocket. I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
I thought you were just happy
that
to see
be the
me.
Name of a song.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Well, Gary, he saw Mickey and Minnie's tour as well. He sent me a video of Mickey and Minnie doing head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Gary just saw the exact same show I did. Right, Gary? It's just the music playing over the speakers. They're not really singing.
They are not really singing, and it is very clearly being controlled by one dude's phone. So
yeah.
It's a Bluetooth setup.
Okay. Yes, I forgot about that. Yeah.
I think I enjoyed it more than you did, Chris, because they played some bangers that you are not yet familiar with. You'll be familiar in about 6 to 8 months. But, They played some Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, which is, I mean, that shit slaps. That's near and dear. So, you know, that was kind of the grand finale, by the way, you know. So, yeah, it was interesting. You know, my kid was very excited, and, you know, it was held at the local Golden Road, which we all know from Glendale, but there's one down in Anaheim as well. And we walked in, and when I say we had taken 12 steps, it might have been 8, and best friend came up and hugged him, and then the whole family was there having a birthday party. So, like, my next door neighbors and 8 other adults from that family, all of whom I'm very close friends with, and like 6 kids were all just like there, like happenstance. So we sort of walked into what we thought was like, let's go have an appetizer and see Mickey, and it turned into like we basically were sort of folded into these people's birthday party. So it was kind of cool.
Dude, I love that stuff.
I love that stuff, especially when you go to a birthday party you didn't know and you didn't bring a present and you still get to be there and get cake.
Free cake?
Free cake.
Kids cake.
Frake?
Bounce house.
Come on.
Frake? Oh my God, I'm here for the frake, bro.
Frake and frass, Matt. Matt is on fire today. Watch out, Webster or Oxford Dictionary, or is it Webster? Which one's doing the dictionary?
Merriam-Webster.
Trying to save time, you know?
Yeah.
Trying to help people out.
It's good, dude. I like it.
Matt has contributed
closing
to
up those syllables.
Frass and frake.
The frake was actually pretty tight because we weren't really hanging out by the birthday party when that happened. We were over in line to meet Mickey, and all of a sudden my next door neighbor just walked up with 2 plates. And while we were in line, I was like, here you go. I was like, hell yeah.
Frank. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. What about?
I was telling you guys a while ago, I went to like the German Fest and we were waiting in line for something else. And the guy behind me had two pretzels. So we got ourselves a pretzel.
Pretzel.
And it was amazing.
That's pretty good, man. Yeah. It's pretzel time.
Yeah.
Would you tell me that you put your butt on a free bench?
A French?
I don't know. All right, let's move on. So we do have comments, which I'm really excited about because we haven't done a ton of comments lately. So why don't we go ahead and do some listener comments now?
No.
Yeah. Now it's time for listener comments.
All right, and once again, these are all comments found within our Facebook group. And thanks everybody for being a part of this group. We love it so much, and we appreciate you for joining. All you have to do, by the way, if you're not a part of this Facebook group,
what are you doing?
You got to be there.
Group.
That's what I'm saying. I said group, right?
Froop.
Oh, froop. you guys. Look, what? I thought these remote shows would be weird, but you're really contributing, and I appreciate it. You're really coming in with the fire, and I just want to. So thank you.
The URL is long. I'm trying to abbreviate for you here, man. Let's try to save some time. Time is money. That's show business, baby.
It really is. But the URL isn't that long. All you have to do is go to facebook.com/groups/BoboBoyArmyWorldwideLLC and then answer a few questions. We might let you in. There can't be a Facebook group with a longer URL than ours, right? Can you think of one?
No, I can't.
We must have hit the limit. I wonder if there is
that may have been the purpose of the URL was
like
to hit
it.
The limit.
Anyway, so please join this group. It's my favorite place on the internet. Everyone's so cool and it's growing so fast. So thanks to all everybody for being part of it and welcome to the new joinees or the subscribers. All right. Steven Rumpelstiltskin, he writes, with all this baby talk, I'm recalling the time that Gary announced his wife's pregnancy on ACS. It was amazing. Anyone remember the episode? Steven, I definitely remember it. And I remember Gina crying. Oh, my God. She was over the moon. Yeah,
I think he was looking for the episode. Anybody remember which one it was? Who was the guest?
Oh, I thought he was just asking if anybody remembers it.
Yeah, everyone remembers it.
I remember
but
it.
He was specifically trying to locate it so he could listen to it again.
Well, maybe someone in the group helped him out. He's not going to get that help from us.
Here, I can help you with this. The only way I know off the top of my head to find it is if you go find the 2019 Ace Awards, that one Caller of the Year. I don't know exactly the real moment. Sorry, I don't remember who the guest was. I was a little focused on other news that I had going on.
What's happening?
Yeah, I don't know.
You
had
a new rental car?
Must have been something important.
Did you get a Tesla?
Yeah, it was right around then.
Yeah. It actually was, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Frankie Priest writes, does anyone remember the name of that moon thing Matt was talking about on the last Patreon episode? Frankie, I do remember because Matt emailed me separately. Like he was like, dude, Chris, thanks for entertaining my crazy ideas. Here's all the videos. And then he sent me like 30 videos. He's taking this thing way too seriously. So for those who aren't subscribed to Patreon, Matt went on he did a news nook and he talked about the lunar wave and how he doesn't believe, he thinks the moon isn't even a moon. It's made out of some sort of dairy product or something.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You said that. I'm just saying. Could be a fucking hologram, man.
Yeah. So we did it. We were laughing about it. Matt was laughing. And then,
could be a fogram.
And then Matt privately emails me first and goes, Chris, I know you. I know you're.
I know you know.
And then he just wrote, thanks for being awake. And then he sent me 30 videos. Yeah. 30 videos. Yeah. And I didn't respond. Did I respond,
Matt?
Him?
No.
Did you watch?
The feds are watching you.
I'm not going to click your links, Matt, because I know they're traced.
You're watching.
I know you're bitly. I'm not clicking your bitlies. And then.
You can handle the truth.
And then Matt. Yeah, well, then Matt emails me again. What'd you think? Every day until this very moment.
What'd you think?
See? I didn't watch him.
I was trying to listen. You're missing out.
Having your world rocked.
And that's when the internet started to cut out on me.
Right at the beginning of that story.
So I got to listen to that because I need.
I got to say, it was suspicious. The internet was cutting out way more than it normally does in that episode. And it's probably because I was bringing such an important conspiracy to light.
But, keep fighting the good fight.
You got sometimes the news nook gets censored.
Yeah.
It's out of my control.
But by the universe? By the moon, freaking dude. By the universe, man.
By the moon and the stars.
I'm just saying, Chris, you didn't even watch it. Oh, now I'm just ashamed that I sent you all that.
Maybe it was the universe.
Oh. Nice.
So, yeah, I'm sorry I didn't watch your crazy conspiracy videos, Matt.
It's all right.
But Matt, have you since watched the Halle Berry documentary Moonfall?
No, I have not.
That's officially on your list. You have to do it. If you're a moon guy, you have to watch Moonfall so that you can compare the information in that
documentary. I'm becoming not a moon guy. Do you understand, Gary?
Well, I think this might bring you back around.
What's it called? Moonraker? Which was it?
Moonfall.
Moonfall. There you go.
Moonraker is a 007 movie and also a really shitty gun in the 007 GoldenEye game. I did not like that gun.
I never liked Moonraker except for Jaws and then the part where they made Bond go really fast in that thing.
It's called the Lunar Wave.
Moonraker, then. Yeah. The Lunar Wave? Is it like... Is that a lunar wave?
Exactly right. And people who are watching the video here right now, really missing
awesome
out.
Podcast.
Yeah, that's why you gotta watch the video.
Lunar wave. All right. So anyway, Matt, anyway. I'm sorry I didn't watch your video, but Frankie was asking about it. So you got somebody.
And, thanks, Frankie.
I encourage everybody to go listen to our last Patreon episode to really get the full scoop. Just go to patreon.com/watercooler and get our complete... How long have we been doing that? Like a year and a half archive? Maybe 2 years? I don't even remember.
I got to tell you, I was wearing my Hunger Dome shirt, and it says Hunger Dome 2018. And it occurred to me that we did that bit 5 years ago. And that was well into how many episodes of The Water Cooler we've done. So it's
Chris, Patreon has to be approaching 3 years because there's 52 a year and we're in the 140s or 150s at least.
Oh, wow. We've been really doing that for a while. Thanks to everybody who has been subscribing. It's super fun to do. All right. Tony Magbanua, he writes, baby showers. They're crazy. You get presents for having sex and your mom is there. And Dawson is never invited.
Yeah. Crazy.
Do you want to go to a baby shower, Doss?
Not particularly.
Come on. Be honest.
Not particularly.
You tell me. I think you'd enjoy it. You don't think you'd enjoy yourself?
Not particularly.
So I'm reading a baby book. Okay, sorry. Just so Dawson gets upset. I'm listening to a baby audiobook.
Okay. How do you understand what the baby's saying?
It's not read by a baby. It's for expecting fathers, right?
Oh, and it's not called, for babies?
It's not for babies. It's called what?
What's it called?
Oh, it's called The Expectant Father. All right. So have you heard of this book?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know. So I'm listening to the audiobook, doing my research. Yeah. And it goes into the chapter for the cesarean section, the C-section. And I get queasy.
That's what we call that, the Caesar salad.
Yeah. don't confuse it too. So obviously the cesarean section is
Have you thought through the road we're about to go down?
Keep going, Chris.
All right, we'll find out. Yeah. So, well, I'm listening to it while I'm driving, right? And I'm ingesting all this info, but the C-section is actually fairly common if you're unable or you don't want.
I was a C-section
to give a vaginal birth. Yeah, you do. Yeah. It's a C-section, and now we all know I could barely read a horror movie wiki describing anything like that, right? There's a whole chapter on C-sections. And I'm like, I got to listen to this. So it's like, next chapter, the cesarean section. The cesarean section is when, and then I'm literally driving like this. Just trying to drown this fucker out. Because... Oh my god! I'm like getting lightheaded. I'm getting lightheaded listening to this shit.
You don't need. I have to know. No, you don't.
You never know. You never know if you need it. So I need to know. And dude, that chapter was worse than anything I'd rather go through Bone Tomahawk death scene 1,000 times, have Kill describe it to me, than listen to this guy describe the C-section. My god.
My goodness.
My god. Yeah, it's.
I'm with you, Chris. Same experience. That's why I was worried about what road you were going to go down. I'm glad that you are not describing any of what you heard because it's.
Oh, I couldn't. I'll never repeat it. I'll never repeat that.
And the best news, fans out there have a fantastic new ringtone if they want to download it.
That I see. I'm
did
not even kidding.
You, did it occur to you to turn the audio of the audiobook down before you scream?
It was the first thing I could think of. I panicked and I literally drove. I drove for at least a mile. Just,
could you imagine being in any other car on the road in the vicinity of Chris during that moment? Like, stopped at a red light. Look to your left.
Oh my god, dude! It was intense. And look, I know I have a weak stomach. I will get lightheaded. Like if I I've never had a surgery.
Yeah,
I've never.
Does my hand trauma story hurt you?
No, that one's not that bad. I don't know why. Yeah. Maybe because there's a cute Great
there's
Pyrenees.
There's a cute, real cute dog involved. Yeah,
I think that's what that kind of curves it. Dawson got bit by a dog, by the way. Matt and Gary.
A cute dog, it sounds like.
Really, really huge Great Pyrenees. Sweet dog.
So cute.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Adorable.
Sounds really sweet.
It was a devil dog.
Yeah. Dawson comes back in to the studio, or comes back in to work the other day. His first show back since he left for Austin, or for Texas. And I'm like, hey, any stories? Because I have to now ask Dawson for if there's anything crazy that has happened to him when he goes on vacation. And so I asked him, and he's like, oh, no, hung out with Kinky. It was fine. It was cool. Got my hand mauled by a dog. And he's like, hold this freaking
Well, I needed to separate them because I had just spent 4 days with five ranch dogs who all got along, and I was playing and wrestling with
are these actual dogs
these
or these your homies dogs. On the ranch?
No, these are actual dogs.
Okay.
These are actual dogs. I think that this other dog probably also smelled that I still smelled like other dogs, and he's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
And he looked me right in the eyes and he's like, you're an idiot.
And I've been bit by a dog as well. It's one that, like, there are dogs that'll bite you as warnings, and there are ones that's like, oh no, I am not going to let go until like a piece of your flesh is in my mouth, like separated from your body, right? Like,
yeah.
I had a dog take a chunk out of my ass when I was a kid, and I still hate the breed to this day.
What breed? Ooh,
let me guess.
It chased me down. I was on my way home from roller hockey, and at the time, roller hockey pants were like, it was trendy to have like shiny roller hockey pants, and I was wearing these bright baby blue shiny roller hockey pants, and I think that attracted her attention.
Did you play hockey at a disco?
No, but that's the way the style was in 2001 or something. That's how we rolled, bro.
Shiny pants for the butt.
Shiny butt pants.
So what kind of dog was it?
Shinybuttpants.com.
I'm surprised this dog didn't go for the tassels.
Hmm.
There were no tassels, but it wasn't just the butt. They were blue all over.
Okay.
So I looked like a member of the Blue Man Group from the waist down. And this dog saw me, and it chased me down. I like tried to run, and it chased me down and eventually caught up to me and jumped up and bit me in the ass and took a huge chunk out of my ass.
You know what? I got to say
something. What kind of dog was it?
What kind of dog was it?
It was a poodle. It was a standard.
Oh,
that's extra embarrassing. Do you think I was really hoping for your sake it was like a Rottweiler, but a poodle, little puffy, little fuzzy ones.
No, it was not a doodle. It was a full size standard poodle that's like the size of like a Rottweiler. Like it was like
they're
3 feet
dogs.
Tall.
They're
yeah,
big.
I love poodles.
If I was a poodle though, I'd be pissed because they're just calling you standard,
dude. Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
It's like, come on, dude. How about the great poodle?
Yeah.
You know, they got standard. Our names, we're the Pyrenees got the Great Pyrenees.
Right. Are there regular Pyrenees?
I guess so. There must be standard Pyrenees.
God, that was
my
suck.
Pyrenees.
Right. So.
Yeah, Matt's Pyrenees is a great, great Pyrenees. The poodle, by the way. I mean, look, it starts with the poo. We're already.
Dull.
It's already.
And
already
and yeah, and it's dull. Yeah.
It's we're dull. Really up to that it's start. A dull piece of poo. And yeah, you're right. When I think of poodles, I actually the first image in my head are those tiny dogs with the weird haircuts.
Right,
like
those
the,
are toy
the over,
poodles,
over the top haircuts,
which are also misleading.
See, that's what I was like, picturing. Taking 6 foot,
put them in a dollhouse and have your hamster ride them or something.
That poodle wanted your pants because it wanted to wear it. It thought that your pants were cute. But
toy
if it's
poodle,
a big
why
poodle,
why aren't you driving Barbie's car?
Yeah, exactly. But a large poodle, those are big dogs.
Yeah.
And
no, they're standard. They're not large. They're standard.
You think that's standard?
That's standard. That's all I get.
That's what the big ones are called. Standard. I agree with Dawson that it's demeaning, and I'm glad that they have to bear that cross because fuck poodles.
Yeah. But yeah, no qualifier for the big
over there. Yeah, it's just your standard poodle.
Yeah. Oh, but hey, if you
all right. But over here, look at the Great Pyrenees.
Oh, you want a really nice dog? I got a Saint Bernard over here.
Yeah, that's good.
Come on.
Yep.
Yeah, or the Great Dane.
Great Dane. What a Great Dane.
Just dogs that are just known for being tall.
Yeah.
Just tall.
That's great. I'm using all of this stuff.
Are we writing your set?
Yes. We are writing it right now.
That dog's just too tall, the Great Dane.
Right now.
All right.
Some dogs are like defined to a region, like the Belgian Malinois.
Oh, yeah. They're defined. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Although, if it's a mouthful. Yeah. But if it's anywhere else other than Belgium, it's sparkling white Malinois.
That's true. Yeah.
That
is true.
I also don't like a certain breed of dog because it jumped at me. Well, actually, I do like him now, but it took me a while. And that is the boxer. I've had a boxer like jump at me and kind of scare me.
I just don't like boxers because they're like anorexic dogs.
They have weird faces. They just look weird.
Yeah. Fuck you, dog. Get a different face.
I like
face.
Boxers. I think they're cute now. Yeah. But yeah, they do have odd faces.
Yeah.
All right. Norm Walker says, hey, you guys are talking about Gary's new job at LA Mag. Oh, yeah. How's that going, dude? How's LA Mag? And I know I've seen the Brian and Gina podcast popping up. I listened to the first episode. That was great.
Thanks, man. Yeah, we're moving right along. It all happened pretty quick, and I'm trying to find my footing and get it, comfortable in a workflow and everything. But so far, so good. We just recorded the next couple of episodes today because Brian, being Brian, is off to Hawaii. 2.5 weeks into a new gig. by the way, that's a joke for the four of you. Brian made these plans.
Yeah, I know.
His daughter's spring break long ago, but it's still hilarious.
He made the for the record. He requested that time off last year because I remember he emailed me.
I know.
That. Yeah,
so. I know he did. So, but I was joking about that with Matt earlier. It's just it was pretty funny. Like, just letting you know, guys, I'm gonna be in Maui. All right, dude. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're doing good. We're sort of doing an alternating schedule of Brian and Gina do an episode together once a week, and then we have a writer on that wrote a story in the LA Mag once a week, and they interview them about, they've obviously read the story, and they kind of try to extract a little bit more out of these authors.
It's a deeper dive into that
piece.
It's
a deeper dive.
It's a deeper dive.
It's a much deeper dive.
Yeah. It's a deeper
dive.
Well,
these authors, in the course of writing these stories, they become little mini experts on the subject. The claw.
Experts.
Experts. So, yeah, it's cool. Thanks for listening, Chris. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course, dude. All right. So Jeff Rosales writes this. Okay, so I complained about this on Patreon. Those insanely comically large Stanley tumblers or to-go cups. What are they called?
Are you talking about the Stanley cup?
Not
there
the
we
Stanley.
Go. There we go.
That would be an amazingly large to-go cup, but it has been used.
It's
as
bigger,
such.
But these are the Stanley like coffee mugs. That
oh,
like the travel mugs, the travel
that's a name
mugs.
Brand, yeah,
Stanley,
okay.
Yeah,
okay, well, okay.
Anyway,
you could just say, those really
big
coffee
trend.
Mugs,
yeah, big old. They're comically large. They're
a
like
trend.
It's okay. Basically a big gulp. They're walking around with big gulps.
Okay,
these actually make big gulps
them.
Look like thimbles. They're quite large and girls. Okay. All the girls have them. You'll notice them now.
Are they microwavable?
I think they're really meant for cold drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I also talked about another trend that girls do. It's wearing
Louis Vuitton.
Is that really a trend anymore? Maybe for like
Lululemon.
Oh, Lululemon. Absolutely.
Lemon.
But then I also talked about people who pull their socks over their pants. Like girls will pull like those white crunchy not crunch, but like scrunched up crunchy socks.
Crunchy socks.
not crunchy. not a crunchy,
crunchy
sock.
Chris?
A scrunched up scrunchy sock.
Scrunchy sock.
Yeah, over their pants. And like that's kind of, it's like an 80s look, like if you're an 80s workout video.
That's a new thing.
Oh, I see it all the time, dude.
Really?
Oh, you're going
to You guys see this? Matt in Austin?
I have not, but to be fair, I don't leave my house very often. So
You don't leave your house very often?
That too.
Yeah. You think Matt's looking at socks right now? Matt probably doesn't even think socks exist.
That's true.
When's the last time you put on a pair of socks?
Yeah.
I mean, I just want a yes and here and say it's been years, but
how many socks do you own? Individually.
How many?
You know, you guys know that we get to a certain time of year, and I do, and by certain time of year, I mean about 8 weeks, where I do put the flip-flops away. and so, you know, I've got several pairs of socks to get me through that really dark time every year.
If flip-flops and out comes hit your dad's shoes?
That's correct. Occasionally, there's like a job interview. I got to wear a pair of nice socks and shoes, you know, but those are few and far between.
What a burden.
Yeah,
we feel bad for you, buddy.
You know what? I saw a bunch of Whataburgers when I was going through Texas, and I never had a Whataburger.
They're great. I love them.
I wanted so that bad. Really bad. What a burden.
I love
them. We call it What's a Burger because they have no idea. They don't know.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I mentioned this.
It's a White Castle. I imagine it's a
Whataburger
like
is way
Castle.
Better than White Castle.
I love White Castle.
I think Whataburger is delicious.
Okay.
It was truly one of the worst fast food burgers I've ever had. It's down there with Sonic. I don't get it.
Now Matt's pulling me over to that side because Sonic food fucking sucks.
Well, you can put Whataburger right down there with it.
Okay.
Is it the food or is it because like you have to eat in your car?
You don't have to eat in your car.
You can eat outside.
They have a drive through as well though. Like it's not you don't have to do the like car hop, whatever.
You don't sign a release that says I will eat this in my car.
Yeah.
My son is big on Sonic right now, so I've been through the local Sonic a few times lately. And
is that just because he loves Sonic the Hedgehog, and he's like, that's a restaurant with my favorite character?
Or because he has the taste buds of a 3.5-year-old and doesn't know what good food is. I don't know. It could be both.
Yeah.
Right.
It's your fault for exposing both to him.
First of all, I didn't expose him.
I can't remember the last time I had Sonic.
Sonic once in my life. Never again.
If you go to In-N-Out and they always ask you, will you be enjoying this in your car?
I would. Isn't that nice?
Bag it up.
You know what? I'm going to enjoy this outside.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll still put it in a box to add to your enjoyment.
Dude, if you say you're enjoying it in your car, we're going to
this transaction.
We're going to skip the bag and we're just going to give you your burger open and make sure your car stinks.
Yeah.
I would encourage anyone who likes that premise to go seek out Tom Segura's bit on the subject.
Yeah. Oh,
hilarious bit on people on that question, and it's very funny.
I'm going to watch it right after this. Then I didn't know there's a bit already about it. This is great.
Yeah, you never know, man.
All right. Oh, by the way, I alluded to this last episode. Dawson, your internet connection may have cut before this, but I want to hear the weirdest things you guys have smoked out of, because Dawson made a pipe out of a. What was that? A Monster Energy drink can?
I think it was like a sparkling water can.
I've never seen that, but yeah. I mean, look,
there's a lot of things in Texas you can get creative. You've never seen out here.
Whoa. Yeah. He keeps pointing to his crotch when he says that. I don't know what you mean by
it's
that,
true.
Dude.
It's true, though.
So anyway, we'll get into that. But anyway, Jeff Rosales writes, the socks over the pants is definitely a wrestler thing. They've been doing it for years. Yeah, I've seen that. I think it's just like an 80s thing. Like,
oh, so you think the girls now are trying to be like the WWE wrestlers. Dudes. Yeah, I get it. That makes perfect sense.
Girls love wrestlers.
Girls fucking, you know, I mean... Traditionally and historically, girls love wrestling.
Yeah.
So.
Ryan Mills writes, hey, Chris, not sure of the context of the prison rodeo scene in your honor, but look up the Angola prison rodeo. Cowboy poker is normal compared to the other events. Yeah, Ryan, I know it's a real thing, but it's just so odd and it takes you so out of it because this is a serious show. And then, now it's the star of the show is going to find
former
himself.
Judge
is going to find himself in the middle of cowboy poker.
You know what they're trying to do, though? They're trying to say that he didn't care for his life. That he's trying. That's a cry for help. That's a suicide attempt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so too. It kind of was. I mean, spoiler alert again. Let's see. Everyone else is posting their quarter collections, which is really nice. Kalen really bummed me out with his last quarter update.
It was still an update, though.
Christina Bannis, she wrote, my state quarter collection may be as sad as Kalen's. No cough drop in it, though. And she's posted one of those orange cases that your prescription medicine comes in.
Uh-huh.
And it's filled with quarters, like half filled. See, I'm the optimist. It's half full. But look, I don't see any cough drops in there stuck to any quarters, Christina. So I think you have one up on Kalen. My God. That was disgusting.
What a disaster.
Oh, yeah, my next quarter is. And then he's holding just the wrapper of a cough drop, and this quarter's just hanging from it. It's like, I think I have Connecticut.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Like, dude, Kalen, come on, man.
It's a divisive segment. Let's put it that way.
It's not divisive. I love it. Derek Midas says, I had a keg party before my son was born, and my friends brought diapers. I was set for about 6 months. That's brilliant. Remember, you wanted the keg shower, Doss. Yeah.
But he got diapers.
What? Yeah, dude.
Chris got diapers, too.
No, I understand that. But when I do it, I don't want diapers.
Yeah.
Adult diapers.
You want to know how many diapers?
Those are called Depends. And yes, a lot of them.
Doss, I did get a lot of diapers. I got a lot of packs of diapers at these at the two baby showers that we had. Uh-huh. Ooh la la.
Uh-huh.
But I in my book, when I wasn't screaming over the C-section chapter, he's like, yeah, you're going to go in the first year over like 3,000 diapers.
That's your kid's going to take 3,000 shits in a year.
And then in career.
Oh, that's right. You can add there could be just a lot of pisses in there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then but in the career about 9,000.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's
but I don't know if they're counting adult diapers. I guess would adult diapers be part of your career stats?
Well, I was checking out my career stats lately. And I'm right now at around 700,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We kept
track. That's why it's good that you're getting into this, to keep track right at the beginning, you know, so that your child can look back at their shitstery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like them to know. I'm going to take a ton of pictures. Gary's clapping at your pun. Matt's like, dude, Frass was better. Hey, look, we all have our opinions. All right. Stuart Bradshaw.
What was Frass, though?
Frass is...
Fake grass fake. For your bocce ball.
No, that's Frake.
No.
Wait, oh, that's in right. fake grass, right, grass only gets the R?
I'm sorry, yes. You're,
what do you think the universe is?
Absolutely.
All right, Stuart Bradshaw says, this was one of the best episodes in my opinion, and this is my favorite podcast. Stuart.
Those are two great things. That?
It's an honor. Here. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you. Let's see here. And then Stuart writes, by the way, Doss, FYI. He has some info on how to insure your car.
Yeah. I'm aware. I'm aware of how to survive and get car insurance. Well, I'm aware of how. Thanks, buddy.
Well,
actually was going to say something, and I'm like, no.
You did say something. So Stuart continues, I am no expert, but this is how my insurance person explained it to me, and then he goes on and explains it. Yeah. And he's very helpful. He's very nice.
Dawson
comments, TLDR, too long, didn't read. Yeah. That's how Dawson responded to Stuart.
Yeah.
Oh my God! This guy is Stuart's just trying to help. First, he's like, "Dude, best episode ever.
Who doesn't?
This is my favorite podcast. Love you guys so much, Dawson. By the way, I have I just want to. I'm no extra, but I want to help you." And Dawson's like, "TLDR."
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
That's love, man.
That's love. That's a Subaru.
Jeremy Claybaugh says, "I feel the same way about onions on pizza." As Kalen feels about pineapple. It's totally disgusting, and it ruins the pizza, and it's even harder to pick off pieces of onion. No, Jeremy. Onions
are okay on pizza.
Nice. The thing is, like, look.
There's a pizza that's a sausage and onion. Come on, man.
Plus, the onion isn't as oniony because it gets cooked, so it's not as pungent.
It's not covered in onions. They're around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christy Lynn writes, was it me? Is it just me, or was Matt extremely randy last episode?
Ooh.
No, Christy, it wasn't just you. Matt was pretty randy.
Was he randy?
Yeah.
Sure was,
yeah.
I think. I don't know. What's happening?
I don't know, man. Were you playing with yourself?
Something about our friend Randy.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Unless you were randy.
No, Matt had a lot of double entendres that were, yeah.
I was
sexual
working blue.
In nature.
He was working blue.
He was working blue. Eric Montgomery asks, is Chris a co-host on ACS now or still producing, just sitting in more? I think it's the latter. Who knows, though? And then David Hundley, he says, thanks for the shout-out. I've been busy lately and unfortunately have fallen behind in keeping the spreadsheet updated. Hopefully I can get back
to know
on that soon.
Yeah, I hope you have another, David. I hope you have a different life goal.
No, and project this is it. This is your calling, Dave. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him.
Caitlin's AI, please. Because talk about a life and talent wasted.
I could just see Caitlin trying to explain it to somebody. Like, oh, yeah, I'm a podcaster. Yeah, oh, tell us about this podcast. Yeah. Well, I'm collecting all 50 state quarters. I'm working on that.
Yeah, yeah.
And he explains the rules. And then also there's a guy who – I rate movies, and there's a guy who's creating an AI version of me, a Caitlin GPT.
Yeah.
Who's and on the side, I kill fish.
I don't know about that. Maybe. But anyway, David also says that about that. Remember I had said Mickey might be free or public domain after a while, and Disney might have to change it?
Right.
Steamboat
I've been
Willie.
Repeating that.
Well, that's what I heard, you know?
I mean, it was good enough for me.
Yeah, it's pretty good enough for me, too. Well, he says that, it might be a thing. But it's really the Steamboat Willie version is going to be public domain first, obviously, because that was the first.
Well, so people still associate Mickey? That. People still associate that character with Mickey Mouse. So
the Steamboat Willie, not Mickey?
Yeah, it can be corrupted. No, it will.
That's Willie? Steamboat Willie is different than Mickey?
It's...
Yeah, it was originally called Willie Wouse. A lot of people don't know that. Yeah. And then he was like, there's no animal called
Dude,
a Wouse.
He was so close.
His name. And then they're like, Willie Mouse, that's fucking retarded. Yes. Oops, sorry, that's ridiculous. We should change the first name. And so they changed it.
Yeah.
So and then they're like, well, if we really change the first name, well, then we can say he's a mouse.
So does that mean that every, like, so Instead often of they can just change, like, what his belt looks like and all of a sudden it's a new artist and now Life Plus 100 starts over?
I don't know.
I don't know, Gary Ghost. You should know.
That seems a little
been busy.
That seems a little out there.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
But yeah, I don't.
But it's still associated with Mickey Mouse to everyone.
Look, and Steamboat Willie.
So, yes, that's. I can see how they're going to lose it.
Steamboat
even
Willie.
If they called it a different thing. That's fucking Mickey Mouse.
Right. Oh no, it's a Steamboat. That's Steamboat Willie. We could keep Mickey. No. The by the way, I'm looking at a picture of Steamboat Willie. That's Mickey Mouse.
That's Mickey Mouse.
But do you remember that cartoon? It's iconic. It's a legendary piece of art.
I think he did blackface.
Did he do anything other than just drive this or steer this boat?
He whistled.
He whistled.
Ah, that's the Willie whistle. Whistler. Yeah.
Wouse.
Willie Wouse.
Come on.
God, they were so close. They were so close. Mickey Mouse was right there. He was a mouse. They named him Willie Wouse.
Look, I don't know why, but he obviously was a brilliant man. It just wasn't his smartest way to start it out.
Right.
But Walt figured it out.
Let's pump the brakes on the love for the brilliant man there, Matt.
Yeah, you don't usually depend on a dude named
Walt. That's some controversial ideas.
Walt Disney, come on.
Come on, Walt.
Dude, there were like all these.
I'm the one defending that.
There's all these weird things.
Gary, you want your own News Nook segment?
Yeah, I'll, can I do some
outro,
News Nook?
Outro,
wasn't
outro,
there
outro,
like.
Outro.
There's all these like weird things in Disney's history, like the priest in Little Mermaid gets a little chub during the ceremony.
Gets a little chub.
Seriously.
You can see it. It's there.
It's there. Or like there's a woman changing in the apartment of Rescue Rangers or something like that as the camera does a whip pan across these apartments, and if you freeze frame it there's a picture or there's a like not even a drawing but a picture of a woman changing. There's a at Disneyland
there's a dick in the clouds.
There's a dick in the clouds. No, we're talking Disney movies though. Not your morning.
There's dick in the clouds in a Disney movie.
And then
it's
there's
like the Lion King or something.
Oh, that's right. No, it says sex. It says sex, right?
With a big dick right there.
But
there's a dick on the cover of Little Mermaid.
There is a dick on the cover of Little Mermaid. And in Lion King, like something happens and the dust goes into a plume and it says the word sex. Although I heard that it's actually SFX and it's like some giving props to the sound effects team, but who knows. And then at Disneyland,
Aladdin.
Why would the visual department?
No. Hey, just like, hey, good sound, good sound, boys.
I'm gonna fuck up the credits.
That's some nice Foley work, you guys.
Yay!
Just want to give you guys some props.
Hey, but this is not for the digital effects department.
What happened in Aladdin?
There's a moment when Aladdin is approaching Jasmine on the balcony, and if you listen really closely, you can hear the phrase "take off your pants." And it's one of those things where you know, it could very well just be it's a sound that's on the track that you just are, your ear is turning it into that.
Sure.
But as a 16-year-old, when DVDs first came out, oh my God, we would replay that shit for hours. Just try, is it really there? Is it really there?
Did you keep taking off your pants?
Probably on YouTube somewhere too.
Oh, I bet it's on YouTube. And then
you guys all took off your pants.
And then Gary, have you heard about this one at Disneyland? There's a statue of Walt Disney holding Mickey's hand.
Uh-huh.
And I guess from a certain angle,
Mickey's got a bulge.
Well, actually, Walt does, and it looks like Mickey is servicing such bulge. Like, oh, it's just
tickling his balls.
Let's not destroy our childhoods anymore.
I'm just saying, like, look, this is what I'm saying. Like, it's all hearsay, right? Yeah. I mean, what do we know? Yeah, or heresy. But anyway, it's just some little Disney nuggets. Little Disney nuggets that I remember. Days. I grew up.
I mean, so I what do you think? Is this true? Is there a conspiracy behind it? Are they perverting our youth?
No, I think most of it is like that woman changing in the apartment or whatever that the whip pan happens. Like, I think it's a disgruntled animator.
Exactly.
Who got fired? It's like F this movie.
He just didn't like who he was working for, and he's like, "Fuck you, dude! I'm gonna put boobs and a big dick in the clouds."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the day I get fired, listen to every podcast that I was ever on right after that, and I'm going to sneak in some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
Why isn't that guy more famous?
That one guy?
Yeah, that one guy.
It's like the same guy that keep hiring him for other projects after what he did?
Yeah. He also
burned us on Aladdin and Little Mermaid.
The dick in the mermaid.
Yeah.
He said he's changed his ways. He's really big into sound effects now. I think we can hire him for Lion King.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, lastly, Philip Anderson writes, how many of you guys joined the Water Cooler podcast group, realized that it was the wrong one, and then just didn't want to leave it? I hope that happened. I don't know how many people stumble upon our Facebook group randomly. But like other ones get recommended to me, so I can see why this one get recommended to other people. Mm. But look, we do have a questionnaire that you have to fill out to make sure you're the real deal.
Q&A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little barrier to entry here. So
that's right.
Hopefully that weeds out anybody, but that we don't want in the group. But luckily, everybody's been pretty cool. So I'm glad. So thanks everybody for subscribing to the Facebook group. We love you so much. All right. Before we get out of here, let's do a Shay and then GTFO.
Shay low.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Oh, no!
What type of foods might we hear of today? What might be the price? What might be
the menu?
So let's find out. It's time for Gary to say, hey, Matt.
On the menu.
No food today, but booze.
Okay. I was like, a painting? Right. You're taking my bit?
Well, no. That would have been great, though, if I just talked about things I've looked at lately.
You eat with your eyes.
You
eat with your eyes first.
Yeah. Come on.
Well,
now.
I want to talk to you guys about a liqueur that I have been told about. It's called Frangelico. Are you guys familiar with this at all?
Yeah, it's like a bartender's hazelnut. Handshake.
That's Fernet.
Yeah, Jellico.
Jellico.
Frangelico is like a hazelnut liqueur. It comes in a bottle shaped like a monk, including a little tassel, a little rope on it. That's
if
how you know
closely,
it's the right
one. You see, he has a heart on.
Yeah, at certain angles. Now, I was first introduced to this. Basically, here's what I'm going to do, because over the last couple weeks, I've been using the Frangelico in different cocktails, trying to mix things up. And I have, for your listening pleasure, an easy, a medium, and a difficult recipe. Should you choose to buy Frangelico and try some of these things for yourself. Because the one thing, you go to like a Total Wine or a BevMo and you're going to buy some kind of weird alcohol, like a hazelnut liqueur, you got to try to find a variety of things that you're going to want to use it for. Otherwise, it's just going to sit in the back of your cabinet.
Yeah, you got no problems.
Yeah.
If you go to the Total Wine and More and you come out with a hazelnut bottle of liqueur, you have zero problems.
You're living life.
If you come out with a jug of Jack Daniels, I'm going to say you have a few problems.
Well, let me tell you, I had first heard of Frangelico because there's a thing called a chocolate cake shot. You guys ever heard of this? There's no chocolate in it, but it tastes like chocolate cake.
No chocolate in it.
No chocolate in it. All right. It's 1 ounce of Frangelico, a half ounce of vodka. That's it. Then you take a lemon, you dip it in some sugar.
That's what makes it taste like the chocolate cake is a lemon.
Yep. Take the shot, you take a bite out of the lemon and the sugar, and you'll swear that you have just had like liquid chocolate cake.
Matt, do you have trouble differentiating?
Sober? Yes. What?
Well, that too. But do you have trouble differentiating? And I imagine you don't, because you're our certified food expert. Differentiating Nutella with chocolate, anything?
I can tell the difference because Nutella tastes like hazelnut. Is that what you're?
Yeah, that's kind of what you're asking. Yeah, right. Because like I know a lot of people. My wife, for instance, who's like, oh yeah, I don't like Nutella because I'm thinking I'm getting chocolate, and then I taste it and it ain't chocolate.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's an easy mistake to make.
It's an easy miss. So I'm wondering, maybe you're eating a hazelnut cake, and you don't realize it.
That's a good thought, but I did try this for myself, and it did taste like chocolate cake. I can't explain it. Like, it plays a trick on your senses.
Wow.
I think that's the lemon fun. Has a lot to do.
Somebody hazelnutted in your cake.
All right, so maybe.
Isn't a hazelnut also called a filbert?
I think I have heard that before.
A filbert?
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you want a filbert?
Hey, can I get a filbert, bartender?
Yeah, a filbert. Right, you have any filbert liqueur back there?
Why I oughta.
Here's the medium cocktail, which features slightly more ingredients, but it's also fairly common, which is make an espresso martini, but then add a half ounce of the Frangelico. And it puts a little bit of like a hazelnutty quality. Maybe it's because I like hazelnut creamer in my coffee.
Oh, saying, interesting.
Tell people
it
you want an espresso martini.
Makes sense.
Or you can make it yourself. It's pretty easy. Vodka, espresso, Kahlua, simple syrup. That's all you need.
Is that what? Saying, is that all espresso martini is?
That's all it is.
By the way, and I've said this before, the espresso martini movement, like it's back. Like the espresso martini is not like people think it's you're going to get like a mudslide now. No, this is a delicate, wonderful, caffeinated drink that it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful beverage, and we
bought an espresso, like a Nespresso, one of those. Right. It's basically like a Keurig cup thing, but they do just espresso shots. It's been both the best and the worst thing to happen, because now we're just making espresso martinis every weekend because it tastes so much better than trying to make one with drip coffee.
Yeah.
But
Will Ferrell's character in Kicking and Screaming would love this. That would be his weekend libation. Espresso martini.
My Italian cousin would love it. Her name is Frangelico.
Yeah. By the way, not to be confused with amaretto, which I think I prefer.
Amaretto is like almond
liqueur.
So again, we're just really getting down to like the specific kind of nut.
Yeah, I think your tea's ready.
You got to stop torturing your dog.
That's my dog. That's Tiki.
Don't torture your dog, dude.
Oh, I love Tiki.
Oh, she's just...
All right, so I want the advanced drink now.
All right, so here's the advanced
hard
one.
Mode.
This is where it gets crazy, because this is essentially me looking in my liquor cabinet and finding a bunch of things like Frangelico, like things that are just made for like a one-off cocktail, and we'll do some mad science. We put some shit together, and we came up with a cocktail. I don't even have a name for it yet, but it was delicious. Now, the root of this drink...
Cocktail. Brass monkey.
Shuttlecock is pretty...
Shuttle cocktail.
Yeah, but shuttlecock is maybe a better cocktail.
It's weird because a shuttlecock has a tail.
That's true. And then
that's
maybe
true.
You're just having the tail.
All right, so the shuttle cocktail. That sounds like you're drinking it on a shuttle. I don't know. It's still we'll figure it out.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll name it. I need to know what's in it.
There's so many words.
I need to know
the name. The name could be literally anything.
Frangelico is in this? All right, noted.
Yes, that's the whole segment for today.
She's a nice girl.
Where's Frangelico from?
Texas.
What about let Dawson be my hype man here?
What about
all the questions?
What about the liqueur? What's the origin?
I actually don't know, but it has something to do with monks. That's why it's shaped like a monk. So
it's
Belgium,
Italian sound
probably
name.
Belgium.
I thought it was like
probably
French.
Made by Monsignor Rossi.
All right, again, this is advanced because this is a very unique combination.
What would you
I don't
call?
Expect you to go into a Total Wine and buy all of these different things.
What would
but
you call?
Like me.
What would you shorten free Frangelico to?
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Wow. That's it.
Free Jellico. Done. Thank you.
Justice for Jellico. Free Jellico. All right, go ahead.
All right, so the base of this drink is my beloved Calvados.
Okay.
By the way, this is how you make it for two people. This is for two people. 4 ounces of Calvados. So each person's getting 2 ounces of Calvados, pretty standard base for a cocktail. Then 1/2 ounce of the Frangelico. That was really the heart to me, was to get the apple brandy and then the hazelnut together. Thought that sounded pretty good. But to make it a little bit more complex, add even more to it, there is a tiki cocktail like weird syrup that's called Velvet Thalernum. And it's really used in tiki cocktails. It's a mix of a bunch of different like bitters and herbs.
Gary's eyes just rolled so hard when you said that. Velvet Falerna.
Yeah. Yep. That's my favorite kind of Falerna, though.
Dude, you get 1 ounce.
Velvet Falerna, they played the Viper Room like,
right.
What, 1984?
Dude. And then they bought their own rock club and just called it the Velvet Falerna.
See? Yeah, legend has it. I mean,
legendary.
The other ingredient in this cocktail is dry vermouth, which I also just happen to have in the back of my cabinet. And that's it.
Now, because vermouth is a liquid.
The thing that makes this drink also unique to me, you're not shaking it.
Don't shake it.
This is a stirred cocktail.
You don't want to bruise it.
It's kind of like what we were talking about earlier about your water whiskey or your whiskey water.
Yeah, don't shake the baby.
Where you put it over a couple large cubes and you just let it sit for a little while. You get it watered down just a little bit. You stir it around. You don't shake it.
Yeah.
And then you can strain it into 2 glasses. It's got nothing but booze in it. Mm-hmm. And it was effing delicious.
Yeah.
A little tricky to make, though, but that's what's on the menu.
So wonderful. So we got to name this. So that's Calvados, Vermouth, Velvet Falerna.
Falernum and Frangelico. Oh, and there were some bitters too. Optional.
I have the perfect name.
It sounds like the new cast of Bridgerton.
This is the new class.
Yeah.
Bridgerton, the new class.
Right.
I have the perfect name, Matt.
What's up?
For this this wonderful concoction. It's straight booze, by the way. I mean, yeah, this thing will get you from A to B.
Not gonna mess around.
Real nice. I think we should call it the Shuttle Cocktail.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I just find it fitting after hearing the ingredients and knowing you. And it's also
going to shuttle you from where you are to where you need to go.
Oh, see, boom.
That's great.
It's right there.
And we were saying earlier that when you play bocce, you do need a drink that's been watered down. So that could perhaps be a good cocktail to have when you're playing bocce ball.
Mm, possible.
And that's how Matt brings it full circle.
That's fantastic.
We are back. We're back at bocce. Square one. All right. Well, that will do it for this episode of Water Cooler. Thanks to everybody again for listening to the show. So we'll get into weird stuff we smoked out of on the Patreon show later this week. Why don't we go around
That shit go public. That's on a private feed.
Oh, see?
Pay to play, people.
So why don't we go around and get our plugs in? I'll start all the way in Austin, Texas. Matt Fondelier, what do you suggest everybody check out?
Well, there is a true crime show that I write episodes for called Sword and Scale Nightmares. There's some really, really creepy stuff out there that you should listen to. Some of them are ones I wrote. Some of them I didn't write. But as a listener, I can tell you they're great stories. It's on every podcast feed you can imagine. I've got another episode coming out possibly next week.
Nice.
Yeah, maybe this next week. So I'll keep you guys posted.
So you write these and then Boudet.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike Boudet. He reads them. He's reading your words.
That's right.
Can you sneak in like a claw or something that just a little wink to the water cooler audience? I mean,
I'll try to. If I can't,
if you haven't already,
I
think you should.
I think you could easily put water cooler
sneak something
into it.
Well, there was that one cannibal episode, and the guy said, "That's what's on the menu."
If you can get a "That's what's on the menu," I'd lose my freaking mind. I'd listen to that. I wouldn't even wiki it.
Wow.
All it takes, buddy. Yep. That's
and you can follow me on Twitter at Matt Fondelier.
Love it. All right, and then now all the way in OC. California. It's Gary Smith with the plugs.
It's a great song.
Follow, subscribe to the Reasonable Doubt YouTube channel, youtube.com/reasonable doubt podcast. We're growing over there and we're getting close to a bit of a milestone, so I'd really appreciate it if you would go over there and subscribe. And also look out for the new episodes coming soon of the Brian and Gina show, available anywhere you get podcasts.
Love it. Yeah, both shows incredible. And by the way, if you want to hear Gary being a lot smarter having more less smart conversations than what we have on this show, that's definitely a good place to go.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, please do subscribe. By the way, Dawson, you know that Phantom Planet song I was just singing, the theme for the OC?
I'm not familiar. I thought you were making that up.
Oh, no. California, here we come. Right back where we started from. It's a theme song for the OC. Okay. We covered that for AvoFest, Bummer Shark, that band. My surf rock band, Bummer Shark. But instead of California, we said avocado. Avocado. It's one of my claims to fame. Avocado. Avocado and California are the same number of syllables. They are interchangeable.
And where do you get avocados?
In fact, any song that says the word California, just switch it to avocado. You're going to be surprised.
Yeah.
Avocado-cation.
Avocation.
I don't know. There are frass. Avocado dreaming. I mean, it's all there.
Get some frass and freak.
All right. And Doss, what do you want to plug?
So I spent 4 days up at Kinky's ranch, which also
Kinky's ranch,
Kinky Friedman's ranch, and in Texas. Anyway, it also serves as a Gold Star camp for kids who lost their parents either in military or first responders. And if you know any of those people, like the camp is essentially free for them. So I think it's
Framp.
Echo. If it's Framp, it's fully Framp.
Jeez.
But Dawson, are you at all worried about taking these people who have already lost so much and putting them into a location that is so prone to siege?
It is prone to siege, but there's a bunch of SF dudes who protect everybody, so it's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super fun, guys, Matt.
EchoHillRanch.org. And if you just look up Kinky Friedman, you'll find the camp. So if you know somebody, send them their way. If you got some money, give it to them. And I thank you.
Yeah. It's a great cause. I'm glad that he's in it. I didn't know that that's what he used that property for. So it's incredible.
Yeah, no, it's a fucking awesome piece of land.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we saw. If you go on the Patreon episode of last week, you can see it too. All right. And as for me, I just subscribe to our Patreon show and... enjoy yourselves, everybody. Have a great week, and we'll see you later this week for some Patreon and some maybe some extracurriculars with Patreon. So, can't wait. Please subscribe, and we love you. Goodbye. Roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo-roo